There's so much emotionally charged hype out there designed to sell newspapers and advertising rather than inform investors and traders. Want entertainment? Buy a newspaper or a magazine or turn on the news. Want investment and trading concepts explained? Look to Technitrader. Technitrader is the gold standard in trading and investing education taught by experienced and accredited professionals. Don't learn to trade from fad-chasing day traders. And certainly don't think you can grow your portfolio by attending a weekend seminar or watching a free video online. Success in the financial markets is attainable, but like any high-paying profession, it requires the proper education to achieve consistent success. Join those happy few who have taken their investing and trading seriously. Call 888-846-5577 or visit technitrader.com.
Hi everyone, today we're going to talk about day trading. There's lots of people who are asking me questions about day trading. How much capital does it take to start day trading? How much education you need? How much training? Where do you go for day trading? And all kinds of various questions. And it's always curious to me that so many traders start out hearing about day trading before they hear about all of the other trading styles that are possible that are easier. It's actually the hardest one to learn. But we're going to go over that so you understand clearly and you can decide for yourself rather than be influenced unduly by what you hear on the news or the radio and what you read on the internet. You can make a lot of money trading stocks if the financial services industry, which hires many hundreds of thousands of people, wasn't lucrative, nobody would be trading stocks. People are trading stocks because it's got a tremendous potential as a career or a job to make far more money than most people make in their regular jobs. But like any other job that you have that requires skills, knowledge, and experience, it's going to take a little time to ramp up. You can't expect that within a few webinars or weekend seminar or reading some internet articles or asking a few questions on Quora or whatever, that you're going to have all the information you need. What is stunningly startling to me is that so many retail traders who are starting out assume that they can make $100,000 or $500,000 or $1 million a year trading stocks, but put no effort or money into it. Most of the high-income jobs that people have these days, they go and get anywhere from 4 to 12 years of college or university education. They spend a small fortune, hundreds of thousands of dollars on their education to become engineers or programmers or tech people, whatever job that pays a lot of money. With the stock market, you're investing in the future of our economy. You're investing in businesses and you're helping the whole community of financial industry people prosper. The more trading activity we have on the stock market, the stronger our economy is going to be because we're becoming a financial-based investing economy because our population is aging rapidly now. We don't have the immigration we once had. People are no longer having lots and lots of babies. Women are waiting to have their children later in life. And a lot of couples are opting to not have children. So we are an aging population. The older you get, the less consumer products you buy. Just a fact. The more you think about investing or trading or that type of thing. Just a fact. So if you're 25 or 35, you have to start thinking about learning to trade and invest sooner than your parents did because we're going to be a financial-based industry before you even reach 40 or 50, way before. It's happening very rapidly now. The changes are exponentially growing. It's an accelerated pace, and we have seen this happen in the last year or two with a lot of activity trading and investing in the stock markets, new derivatives, and other areas. Yet the retail traders are hung up on day trading. So day trading in itself is a term that is inaccurate in the sense that retail traders think of day trading. You're actually intraday trading for most of you who are looking to day trade. So what you're actually doing is buying and selling a stock, holding it for a few minutes and then selling it for profit, hopefully. One of the realities that most retail wannabe day traders don't know is that the shorter the time that you hold the stock, the more accurate you must be in determining the direction the stock will take for that duration of time. If you're holding a stock for a year, you can have a lot of latitude in your decisions about where to enter and hold for the year because you have a lot of time to make changes to that decision. If you're platform position trading and you're holding a stock for anywhere from 1 week to several weeks, you also have the greatest latitude in simple mistakes or not entering the order quite right or whatever that most retail beginners do. They make a lot of mistakes because they don't have all the education they need to really get out there and be consistently successful right from the get-go. Only TechniTrader has the courses that you need for this. Most of the courses or training out there is from mid-1990s to early 2000s, and it's totally outdated, but the people selling it still make a lot of money. So, if you're a swing trader, you have less time, you need to be more accurate. If you're a day trader, which is end of day purchase, buy or sell short to first of day sell or buy to cover, which is what the pros do most of the time. They have an end of day auction for professionals only on the exchanges, and a lot of activity and flurry occurs in the last 3 minutes of the trading day. You may or may not have noticed this if you're a day trader or trying to be a day trader and not being successful. They have this activity that they engage in that you're not part of. You can try to be part of it, but it moves pretty fast. You have to make instant decisions. You have to know what's going on, and so on and so forth. Professionals don't intraday trade as much as everyone thinks they have, and the SOS bandits have been transformed into the high-frequency trading firms. So what happened in the 80s and 90s and early 2000s as far as the ability to get in to a stock, hold it for a few minutes, and then sell it for profit, doesn't really exist much anymore. It's few and far between. It's a struggle. Most of those guys out there teaching you their day trading strategies are doing so because they're not making any money at it. We did this in our retirement to help retail traders because we believed that the retail trader could be a far better trader than they were if they just got the right education. And most of our professional friends thought we were crazy. They said, retail can't learn how to trade stocks. They can't even invest in stocks. They don't know anything about the financial market. What are you doing wasting your time trying to teach these people? And my partner, Howard Johnson, said, because I think they can learn. And they said, well, they're just waitresses and taxi drivers and so on and so forth. The retail crowd isn't respected in the community of financial professionals because you don't do two things. You don't develop your skills and you don't get the education you need. You rush in impulsively. Professional traders are not impulsive. They're reactive. They act quickly and deliberately and precisely to an opportunity that they see, but they don't just rush out with a recommended stock and try to buy that stock thinking that the recommendation service is just for them and that they'll get rich on it. They don't do that. So with day trading, what do you need? Well, you need a lot more capital. You need the largest of all the capital bases for all the trading styles. Swing trade, you need anywhere from a fourth to a half of what you need for day trading. For position trading, you can start doing that with a few thousand dollars. Options trading with about that same amount. You have to have some money to trade stocks. So if you want to learn to trade stocks, you have to have three things money-wise. One, you have to have sufficient money to buy a course that's going to teach you everything you need to know in one fell swoop over a couple of weeks of study or a few weeks of study or a couple of months of studying, depending on how much time you have. You have to have that. You have to have the education. You cannot do trading successfully without the education, period. And you can't get this. If somebody invites you to a weekend webinar or a five-day seminar or a five-day training course, you can't learn this in 5 days. All they're showing you is how to enter orders. I can show you how to enter orders in 2 minutes, not 5 days, and it doesn't cost you $3,000. They'll show you movement of price, and they'll say, here, you enter here and you exit here. Whoopee-doo-dah. That doesn't teach you what's going to happen in the real market. What's going to happen in the real market? Well, almost 40% of the transactions are off the exchanges. You can't see them during the day. Almost 40%. The first 1 to 3 minutes of the trading day is dominated by HFTs in any activity regarding recommended stocks, news on stocks, earnings, whatever. They're trading on the millisecond. They're trading 60,000 to 90,000 times per minute. You can't begin to keep up. Your charts are on the minute scale. You can't even see the millisecond, and if you could see the millisecond, you would not be able to read it. It was going by so fast, your mind can't absorb it. In the late 1990s, there was no millisecond trading, and we had fractions. You had 25 cents, 50 cents, 75 cents you could pull off the table per trade. Now you guys are trying to pull off 10 cents, 5 cents. It doesn't work. It costs more than that to trade. Oh, sure, you have no charges from your broker, but your broker is scamming you behind your back. They're making money with wider spreads. They're making money strategizing on how to get you to buy a specific stock they already own that they can sell to you for a lot higher price. They let the HFTs know what's going on because they're required by the SEC to show your orders before they fill them. So the HFTs know what you're buying and they front-run you. It is nearly impossible with all of these things going on for a retail day trader to be successful. That's why there's about 400 day traders who are teaching strategies they invented that don't work. And because you only want to spend a couple $100 on your education, you get what you pay for. You get a lousy education from a retail trader who claims that he's a professional and he is not credentialed. He doesn't have a lot of experience. And if he was so successful, why the heck is he teaching? He's a young man. I'm doing this in retirement. It's a lot of fun. I like teaching. But I don't have to do this. So think about it. Day trading requires a very large capital base. It can be argued how much that needs to be, but generally speaking, professionals and everyone agree that a minimum of $100,000 is just a starting point. Because you have to swing big, high-ticket stocks, and you have to have larger share lots than 100 shares, or you just can't make it. You can't make it. You have to pay yourself a certain hourly wage, and I assure you that you will be spending a lot of time at the computer trying to figure out what stocks to trade, where to find recommended stocks that actually do what you hope they will do, and they aren't going to, because the person who recommends it is making money by selling against you. There's no law against that. The only law there is for gurus and recommendation services is if they own the stock, they have to let you know that they own the stock, or that they bought it recently. And if you hear that a famous guru who is a billionaire is buying a certain stock, what is going to happen? Everybody else is going to buy that stock, moving the price up, guaranteeing that the guru predictions were right. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy. It's a setup. And all of you fall victim to it. Biggest scam in the world, and it's legal. Day trading takes about 3 years to become proficient at it. You have to study and practice and study and practice. You have to learn a certain group of stocks that move in a way that you understand and you recognize. It takes a long time. $100,000 minimum. People will say, oh, you don't need that much. Yes, you do, because you have to have a wide range of prices in your stocks. You can't be trading $10 stock that moves 20 cents and make 100 grand or 200 grand a year. It's not going to happen. Be realistic. You have to have a lot of skills, and it takes a lot of time, a lot of practice, far more practice, because the intraday is unforgiving. And the other problem that you face that you don't realize right now is that the intraday is basically illiquid in a lot of stocks. There may be a few stocks, but the majority of stocks aren't moving that much intraday. There's not enough of a penny spread for you to get in and out and be profitable. If you only make a few pennies on a stock trade and you have the spread and the loss because of what your broker is grabbing off the table behind your back, Over time, you're going to lose capital and confidence. Day trading is the hardest of all the trading styles to learn. It's the most expensive. It takes a lot of practice. It takes years to develop that intuition and hone that skill and recognize enough in the intraday to do it well. And the professionals are not using day trading. It's not the elite of the elite of the greatest trading styles out there. That's just hype. That's just advertising. It's not the truth. It's not the best trading style. It's not you're trading like the pros. You're a pro. You're not a pro. A pro is trading 50,000 share lots or more all the time. Some of them are swinging 1 million shares of stock at a time. And they're buying options puts to cover the risk of that trade. And they're holding it for a few days to a few weeks and then selling it. They're not day trading like they once were. There are no souls bandits. There are no professionals out there that are intraday trading. All that has shifted to HFTs, high frequency trading firms that trade on the millisecond. The pro traders are happy to strike a purchase at a penny. That's their goal. But they expect to make lots and lots of money on every trade they make. And they're not trading constantly all day long. They're not making hundreds of trades. I got a question on Quora asking how to handle the tax situation because this day trader had all these thousands and thousands of trades they'd made during the day and they were trying to put it on a Schedule D. It's like, what? This gentleman didn't even know that there is such a classification in the IRS as trading as a business, which eliminates the need to list every single trade that you've done and alters everything you do as far as trading as a business. Instead of filling out forms as if you're a long-term investor, you have a completely different aspect. You are a professional in the eyes of the IRS, or you're a retail trader and you're trading as a business. So now, all of your expenses are deductible and your trading is inventory when you're holding it. So you're acting almost like a retail store. You buy inventory, you sell it, and you make a profit. And so you have so many stocks that you purchased total versus what you sold them for, and then that's your net profit. If you have any stocks on inventory at the end of the year, that's your inventory that you've held over from year to year. It's called mark to market. I don't know why you don't know this stuff. If your guru or your retail trader who's telling you he's a professional doesn't know this stuff, mark to market, trading as a business, whether you need an LLC or a sub-S or a sole proprietor and what's the best, you should be running as fast as you can from this gentleman. Why? Because they don't know what they're doing. Everybody should know that if you want to be a day trader, you have to start a small business and be trading as a business so that you can get all the benefits of the IRS trading as a business to file your return so you don't have to file as an investor. This is just simple stuff everybody should know. Why don't you know this stuff? Because you haven't come to Technitrader and you don't have a complete course with the entire methodology, trading process to be consistently successful. I do have day traders, but I have coached them on how they handle day trading in a totally different way than anyone else teaches them. They learn to enter with true professional traders coming from the buy side institutions and sell side institutions, floors or proprietary desks. They trade with them. They see the buy zone of the dark pools. And they can front run the HFTs and make a lot of money. It's a completely different day trading than what anyone else teaches, and it is very successful for those who wish to do that. The majority of my people choose swing trading and or position trading because they can make a lot more money at it. It requires less time, less capital, and it's more forgiving of simple mistakes that retail traders often make. So you need to come to Technitrader and you need to study with us and expect that you're going to have an education. You're going to have to take the time to learn, to develop those skills, spatial pattern recognition skills, relational technical analysis, market structure, how the intermarket works, what the professionals do, the market participant groups, and all the things you never learn. Once you have this information, when you look at a stock chart, intraday or day or whatever, you go, oh, that's a dark pool buy zone. Those are professional trader footprints. That's an HFT. That's smaller funds trading. That's the retail technical traders. That's the retail crowd that don't know what they're doing. It's all there on the charts. It's easy to read once you know what you're looking for. It's just like a roadmap. Just having a GPS that helps you. So come visit our Technitrader website, technitrader.courses. Look at our course page. Check out our courses. Figure out which one you think is right for you. Then give us a call. Our curriculum advisors will help guide you as to what is right for you. And then you will be on your path to success that you could only dream about before. I'm Martha Stokes, and that's the radio show of this week.
There's so much emotionally charged hype out there designed to sell newspapers and advertising rather than inform investors and traders. Want entertainment? Buy a newspaper or a magazine or turn on the news. Want investment and trading concepts explained? Look to Technitrader. Technitrader is the gold standard in trading and investing education taught by experienced and accredited professionals. Don't learn to trade from fad-chasing day traders. And certainly don't think you can grow your portfolio by attending a weekend seminar or watching a free video online. Success in the financial markets is attainable, but like any high-paying profession, it requires the proper education to achieve consistent success. Join those happy few who have taken their investing and trading seriously. Call 888-846-5577 or visit technitrader.com.